Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm John Itzte.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And today, John, we're going to head to the great beyond. Do you know what I'm talking about? The great beyond?
I don't quite get it.
We're going to go into cyberspace. Now, this is a universe we've all been exposed to, you know, via web surfing or email or IM more recently. It's like a dream world, except it's like a twisted Friday the 13th dream world where stuff happens to you. It actually affects you in real life. And so you have to know how to navigate carefully.
Okay, I get it. So let's start off with something that we're all pretty much aware of, emails. Where's the danger in that stuff? It seems pretty straightforward to me.
Straightforward, yes. Easy to use, for sure. But dangerous? You betcha.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I mean, typing emails erases a big part of the signals that we humans use to communicate. I mean, even cyberspace experts will agree that there's nothing that beats face-to-face communication.
It's such a higher emotional bandwidth in real life than it is through email. Like sarcasm, especially, just does not translate at all if people don't know you.
So that there was Joel Johnson. He's the gadget editor for BoingBoing.net. That's one of the biggest blogs out there on the internet. And he said, yeah, you really can't be sarcastic on the internet.
So no sarcasm. But what about, you know, being funny at all?
It's so hard because no one can tell what you're really trying to say. So anytime there's any potential for any of your words to be misconstrued, inevitably they will be. The person's going to receive it the wrong way. You're going to offend them. And then you're going to see them at a dinner party. They're going to throw a beer in your face. And you're going to go, what happened? And you don't know. But this is what happens on the internet because people have no clue what you're trying to convey to them.
Because there's no face-to-face signals.
Except Joel says he has one exception.
Type ha 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 after a joke.
You know, you could do that. You could type ha ha ha. You'd just be very literal.
But, lame, I would call it.
Completely lame. You know what else is lame? Are those little smiley face emoticons? I mean, it's just sending a message in itself that I'm just not a cool person to even interact with. But I have come up with a solution.
Well, what's that, Rob?
So instead of using emoticons, use your own personal face. You know, you just have a friend photograph you, a digital camera, you know, they're all over the place. And you can just have the whole range of, you know, that can be on a face in the picture. Then people are like, not only is he not sending emoticons, but he's sending, like, Robicons. Those are cooler than emoticons.
Right, right. Actually, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Okay, so that's email. But a lot of times now, people are communicating in different ways, like Instant Messenger or IM. How should you express yourself there?
Well, the whole thing about not being understood in Instant Messenger is a lot less of a problem because, let's say you screw up and someone says, what do you really mean? And you can instantly respond and clear up the big gaffe you just made over the internet. The problem I see with Instant Messenger is there's really no convenient way to get out of a conversation. It's like if I walked into your office and just said, okay, bye, but didn't leave.
Right.
I'm still standing there.
Right. You say bye, and they say, have a good time. And you say, thanks. And they say, thanks. No, thanks you. No. Goodbye.
Right. It's so awkward. It's like, I see you're still there. I mean, and I don't know, do I switch off the computer at that point? But hey, I'm still surfing the web. So it's really a conundrum.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
Well, Joel from BoingBoing.net said, I'm really looking at it the wrong way.
The more quickly you can divorce yourself from thinking that it's like a phone call where all the attention has to be paid to that person right then, and, you know, just kind of treating it more as like this long, extended correspondence, then the better it works.
So, for instance, if we go back to this analogy where I'm in your office, I can say, okay, bye. And then, you know, I can start combing my hair. I can start fiddling around with my phone or whatever and still be standing there. But in this kind of paradigm online, it's totally cool.
Of course, when you're IMing or you do Facebook or something like that, you have this whole buddy list thing. Now how are you going to handle that?
The problem I've always had with these social networking sites or anytime you create an online friend list, be it buddy list or whatever.
By the way, I've noticed I'm not on your friends list.
Well, that's the thing is that I have a very small one and because the problem is sometimes something happens and we're not so friendly as we were before. And then when I pop up online, I don't want you to see that I'm kind of there waiting, you know, a click away from saying hello to me. It's kind of weird and awkward. So I have a hard time saying goodbye to an online friend because maybe the thing that got us to the point where we're not so friends isn't so bad, but if I remove you from my friends list...
That's serious.
Yeah, that's just saying, forget you. I don't want to ever talk to you again. And they know that you've removed them from the friends list. But again, Joel from boingboing.net, he has a solution.
Have somebody in your group that is so annoying you, like maybe it's an indication that you should be willing to say to them in real life too, you know, no, I don't actually like you that much.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
So he says, you know what? If you really can't handle a person online, you really can't handle them in real life. And hey, you're no longer my buddy is the first step to saying goodbye, get out of my life.
Well, Rob, that's good to know. You've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm John Itzty.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Bose, offering Bose in-ear headphones designed for comfort and quality sound and featuring soft silicone tips in three sizes at bose.com/radio.